You're listening to CKUT, broadcast on 90.3 FM in Montreal and online worldwide at ckut.ca. I'm Jules Bugel. The CAG government is doubling tuition fees for out-of-province students in a move ministers say will rebalance English and French higher ed. Speaking in Montreal on Friday, Minister of Higher Education Pascal Derry and Minister of the French Language Jean-François Roberge said Quebec taxpayers have subsidized Anglophone students for too long. Here's Pascal Derry.
Listen, this is a choice we've made here, a policy that we just want to stop funding because obviously it costs the government of Quebec and the taxpayers of Quebec a very high amount of money for students who come here and who don't stay here. And like I said, in the context of a workforce shortage, I think we need to make sure that these students stay here. So a majority...
Starting next fall, the CAG is upping base tuition fees for incoming students in undergraduate and professional master's programs. Currently, the minimum student's pay is just under $9,000 per year. That'll go up to roughly $17,000. Ministers say this change reflects the amount each student costs the government. They didn't specify whether that amount factors in the economic benefits these students bring to Quebec. When asked for numbers on just how many students do or don't stay in the province, Delhi admitted the government didn't have the figures. It's unclear whether they know the number of Francophone students who stay or leave following their degrees either.
So it's very difficult to have a numbers, but nobody is going to contradict what I'm saying today. And obviously it comes also from the English universities. I mean, I've been sitting down with the Anglophone University since the beginning of the mandate, and nobody tells me that these students don't go back. Very hard to follow up after they graduate, but we know and all of us know that a vast majority of these students go back to their province to work because of the geographic...
The higher education minister said the roughly $100 million the government is looking to recoup each year will be reinvested into French institutions to end an imbalance between French and English universities. So she didn't give details on what form those investments will take.
Donc je vous donnerai pas un chiffre précis parce qu'on est encore à des estimations quand même préliminaires, puis je veux pas induire personne en erreur, mais on va quand même aller chercher minimalement plus de 110 millions de dollars pour le réinvestir dans le réseau francophone par la suite. Those policies or those measures or this new tarification model will inevitably help us to reinforce and to have a certain progression in the number of Francophone students in our Francophone network.
She also claimed out-of-province students have benefited from lower fees in Quebec than in the rest of Canada.
De l'autre côté, un Canadien qui vient étudier ici peut voir ses droits de scolarité substantiellement réduits selon son programme.
But data from Statistics Canada pegs the average undergrad tuition at just over $7,000, $2,000 less than the minimum that out-of-province students currently pay in Quebec. The minister didn't give estimates for the fee increases international students will face, but said that they too will have to shell out more to study in the province. Students already in the system, as well as those from France, Belgium, and any other countries with special funding agreements, will be exempt. Delhi said that more such agreements could be on the horizon. According to the ministers, the change is a response to the decline of the French language. Here's Minister Roberge.
We see the data. It's obvious that the French is going the wrong side in Quebec and in Montreal. Those are facts coming by the federal government.
Census data released last year showed that from 2016 to 2021, Quebec residents whose first official language was English rose by only 1 percentage point. The decline in French spoken at home in that same time frame was just 2.5 percentage points. Pascal Derry didn't have an answer for CQUT when asked about whether the government has planned for the effects these changes will have on the housing market as wealthy students come into the province. And when asked why the government is choosing to penalize Anglophones rather than encouraging them to learn French, Delhi denied that's what they're doing, said they're open to incentives for language learning in the future.
We're not closing the door to any. This is not a measure against Anglophones, and I want to be clear on that. It's not a measure. I'm not closing the doors to any Anglophone students who want to come to McGill or Concordia or Bishop. They will be able to come. It's just that we're not ready to continue funding that kind of policy, funding $110 million for students that mostly are not staying here.
But what do students think? McGill undergrad Rahad Medwali says it can be difficult for students in Anglophone bubbles to learn French. She says she would welcome greater government support.
So, like, learning the language was actually one of the reasons why I wanted to move to Montreal and, like, go to McGill. But I feel like the McGill bubble makes it kind of hard to learn the language. So although it's definitely one of my aspirations, just because, like, so much is going on and you have school and stuff and, like, everyone around you is English or can speak English, it makes it a lot harder to learn the language. Like, I don't know why they're, like, deterring people away. I don't really understand that. Definitely, like, if they provided initiatives that further encourage students to learn the language, like, personally, I would take part in them. I feel like a lot of other people would as well.
As a current student, the tuition hike won't affect her. But Medvali says it would have made her think twice about choosing McGill as a high school student in Toronto.
Like, Ontario schools are a lot cheaper, and there's a lot of good Ontario schools. So even though, like, I would have wanted to go to McGill, I feel like maybe just, like, because it... like, it's so expensive, or it would have been so expensive. Like, I don't think I would have.
Lucien Louvet is a French citizen, so wouldn't be affected by the tuition hike. But Louvet isn't looking forward to the changes this might have on campus life nonetheless.
I think it would affect really the campus population in terms of the students who are able to come here. There's already a lot of people from Montreal, but I feel like the population would drastically change in terms of they would be, like, a lot more well-off people, maybe a lot of more white people who come from more privileged backgrounds. It would really affect the diversity of the school. I don't think it's a good idea.
Like Concordia and Bishop's, the other two universities most affected by the change, McGill thinks the fee hikes are a bad idea too. When reached for comment on Thursday, they said, "We are concerned that changes to tuition for international students and those coming from other Canadian provinces could have a serious impact on McGill's ability to attract and retain the talent that contributes so significantly to Quebec's economy and provide our businesses with the highly qualified personnel they so desperately need. Montreal is known internationally as one of the world's great education destinations, as demonstrated by Montreal's consistent placement in the QS Best Student Cities ranking. Whether or not they remain in Quebec after graduation, students from outside Quebec make an enormous contribution to the vitality and economy of Quebec and Montreal." I'm Jules Bigel. Thanks for listening.